Today's Tanya for the 20th of Sivan begins at the beginning of Perek Zayin, Chapter 7, Sharei Yichud V'Emunah, on page 308. Perek Zayin. Uvazei Yuvon, Mashakosu B'Zei HaKodesh. With this we'll understand the statement of the Zohar, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, that the verse Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echod, Hu Yichudi Lo, describes a higher level unity, a higher level of bittul in the world, and the second pasuk, baruch shem, is a lower level unity. Because the word voed, baruch shem kved malchusei le'olam voed, the three letters of voed have the same significance, the same meaning as the three letters Echod, because they are interchangeable letters. The letters Aleph and Vav are interchangeable, they're vowels. The letters Ches and Ayin are interchangeable because they come from the same source in the throat. They're guttural. And the Dalid, of course, are interchangeable. They're both Dalids, only in the Echod it's a large Dalid, and in the Voed it's a small Dalid. So the reason, the purpose of exchanging of letters, substitution of letters, as we learned earlier, is that those letters that are written, that are explicit, they are a greater revelation, whereas the substitute letters means a concealment, a tzimtzum. So the Echod is the original bittul, the higher level bittul, and voed is a bittul after a concealment. Because the reason and the purpose of the tzimtzum and the concealment, where God conceals and hides the life force of behind existence of the world, the reason is so that the world should appear to be a separate existence. And why is that? It is well known that the purpose of creation, the purpose of creation was in order to reveal the attribute of God's royalty, of Malchus. There are 10 attributes. Malchus is the lowest, the last, the 10th. And creation is necessary in order to reveal the attribute of Malchus. The Ein Melech B'loi Am, because there can't be royalty without a people. There's no king without people, without subjects. Pirush Am, and what does it mean to have subjects? What does it mean, people? Miloshen Eimimis. The word Am, which means people, also implies darkness or diminished. As, for example, the expression, the word eimimis, which means cinders, coals, where the fire is no longer, the flame is no longer on the outside or above the coal, but within the coal. So it's embers that have died down. Shehem dvorim nifrodim. So this is an example for a lower level, a diminished level. Something separate, v'zorim and distant, to the chaykim in Milas HaMelech. The people have to be lower and smaller than the king. Ki ilu afilu hayu lebonim rabim me'ed. Because a person who has many children, for example, leshayich shei melucha aleihem, he can't express his royalty over them. He can't be called their king, because they're too close to him. V'chein afilo al sodim levadon, and even if he has subjects, but they're all princes, they're all high officials, also the name king wouldn't apply to them properly. The only place where kingdom applies properly is Bezev Am Dafkin, is Hadras Melech. Only when you have a multitude of people, and the people have to be separate from the king, not his children. And the more people there are, the greater is the glory of the king. Now, the attribute of Malchus is different from all other attributes. The first nine attributes are all qualities within the person. So that if you describe a person as being a kind person, his kindness doesn't consist of giving tzedakah. That's acting on his kindness. But when you describe him as a kind person, if he gives tzedakah and nothing more, then he is giving charity, but he isn't necessarily charitable. When you say that he is a kind person, he has kindness, it means that there's a quality about him, there's a quality to this person, there's a characteristic, an ingredient within this person that is kindness. And the result is that that when he sees a poor man, he will feed him. And the same with Gvura, with Tefedes, all of the middas. Every middah is an ingredient in the person. Malchus, on the other hand, Malchus means one's influence on another person. There are some people who have influence on others. Now, it's not necessarily because they're smarter that they have more influence, and it's not necessarily that they have more to say. It's simply another quality about them that has nothing to do with Seichel and Middeis. It is the tenth attribute, the attribute of Malchus, that for some reason people have respect for him. And this is Malchus. So if a person doesn't have a great abundance of Malchus, he is missing nothing within himself. It's not an ingredient within himself, it's an effect that he has on others. And if he doesn't have that effect on others, there's nothing lacking within him. On the other hand, in order to exercise and in order to express Midas HaMalchus, there has to exist another person. For the first nine Middays, the first nine Middays do not demand or recognize the significance of another person, of another existence. A person can be kind even when there's no one to do kindness to. He may be frustrated, he may be, like by Avraham Avinu, because he was kindness, he needed someone to do kindness to. But he was kind even when there was no one. Only there was no expression for it. But in Malchus, the whole attribute, the whole teichen of Malchus is that it affects others. So that even in its very essence, it recognizes and is dependent on the existence of another. And that's why Bezev Am Hadras Melech, if a person is a king, in other words, he can influence, he has influence over children, or he has influence over adults, if he has influence over a small group of people, or he has influence over a greater group of people, all this affects the very quality, the very nature of his royalty, of his influence. It's a completely different kind of power if you have influence over a large group versus a smaller group. With the other middos, that wouldn't matter at all. It doesn't matter whether you're kind to two people or to 10 people. The other person does, the external others do not determine the degree or the quality of your chesed, or of your gvura, or of your seichel. But with Malchus, it all depends on the external, it all depends on how the people are affected, because that's what Malchus is. Now, v'shem ha-meid al-midas Malchus yizbadeh hu-shem Adnus. The name that refers to God's Malchus, to God's royalty, is the Shem Adnus, Adnai, because it means ki hu odin kol ha-odetz, he is the master of the world. And odin means, again, you can't have an odin without others. V'nimtza ki midazu v'shem zeh, Hein hamahavinu mekaimim ha'elam lihiyes elam kameshahu achshav. Yesh gomor v'davar nifrad b'fnei atzmei. These two things, the attribute of Malchus and the name Adnai, together make up the world as we know it today, an existence that insists on its independence, v'enei botel b'metzius mamish, and does not admit to its bittel. Ki b'histalkus midazu, because if we were to take away this attribute, v'shem zechat v'sholom, and this name Adnai, ho yoha'ilam cheze l'mekeze b'dvar Hashem v'ruach pivyiz bodeich, the world would return to its source, which would be the Word of God, o botel sham b'metzius mamesh, and it would lose its existence there completely, v'lo hoya shem elam olav klal, and it would no longer bear the title, or have the title world, or existence at all. In the Hayyim Yom for the 20th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Nitizgomei Azmur, from among the sayings of my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, the Seichel Umnideis Giboy von a Chosid, the intellectual and emotional makeup of a Chosid, is Lefi Ezer Zain Eshte Yechidus Ba Zain Rebbe, is determined by his first Yechidus when he goes to his Rebbe. The Eshti Yechidus is Lefi Erech Muhus Atzmei Fon Achosid. The first Yechidus, in turn, is determined or in accordance with the essence of the Chosid. Lefi Eifen Muhus Atzmei, according to the essence, according to the nature of the Chosid, Azah Seder Aveda Gitim De Rebbe. That's what kind of an Aveda, an appropriate Aveda, is the Rebbe prescribes for the Chosid, that matches the nature of his essence.